The best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Who's that guy in the green room?
Mariota?
No, the guy with the face.
Tebow?
No, the one whose face is like, whoa. The pixelated face.
Oh, Big Al, Alabama's mascot. He can't be seen in public without his mascot head on.
But we're on the radio.
Rules are rules, dude.
The Nissan Heisman House is back. Check out NissanHeismanHouse.com for a chance to win a Nissan Titan. No purchase necessary. Ends December 8th, 2017. Open to residents of the U.S. DC 18 and older. Official rules at NissanUSA.com/HeismanHouseSweepstakes.
Snorting a white powdery substance that looks like and likely is cocaine? Stupid. Doing it on video? Also stupid. Doing it on video when you're a public figure? Even more stupid. Getting fired after said video gets out? That's a no-brainer. Chris Forster has coached football at either the college or NFL level for 35 years. 3 college programs, 7 NFL teams. He's coached offensive lines, tight ends, even spent a season calling plays as an offensive coordinator. Then this weekend, video breaks of him snorting a mysterious white powdery substance through a $20 bill before which he chose to talk dirty to someone. All on camera. Now, the dirty talk didn't get him in trouble, at least not to our knowledge. The snorting did. That's about the worst play he's ever called. Now he's not coaching anymore. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
This is Hal's Yard as Halloween approaches, and summer's harsh heat has turned his lawn into a virtual cemetery. But Hal knows fall is the best time to feed his lawn and repair those scary thin brown patches. So he reaches for Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. It feeds and replenishes nutrients. Roots grow deeper and stronger. So next spring, Hal's grass grows thicker and greener. Guaranteed. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
Larson's not too worried about figuring out Talladega.
Well, you could raise Talladega, so it's not that hard to get acclimated to that place.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Introducing Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts that keep you dry and comfortable in all conditions. Featuring quick-drying, water-repellent fabric and UPF protection, Wrangler Outdoor ensures you're ready for wherever the day takes you, whether it's a walk in the city or a trek in the wilderness. Wrangler Outdoor, clothing with everyday versatility and outdoor credibility.
Race fans, visit Camping World of Concord for convenient one-stop shopping on outdoor accessories, top brand RVs, and quality service. Buy an RV and enroll in the Good Sam Elite Loyalty Program, offering incentives valued at over $2,000. Browse over 10,000 Camping World products and accessories in America's largest RV dealer network. Plus, shop the top manufacturers such as Coleman, Keystone, Newmar, Thor Motor Coach, Winnebago, and many more. America's number one RV dealer has something for everyone. Visit Camping World of Concord today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Several drivers were testing at NASCAR's shortest track today, Martinsville Speedway, but tomorrow they'll start gearing up for the biggest, Talladega Super Speedway, where almost anything can happen. Kyle Larson is second in the standings, but noticed that Kyle Busch fell from second to sixth after a bad day at Charlotte Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to say we're in a comfortable position, but I don't think we are. I mean, you look at Kyle and his Charlotte, and you know, he had, I don't know, 10 or so more points than I did going to that race, and now he's close to the cutoff. So I think our plan is right now to go try and get some stage points if we can.
Elsewhere, Landon Castle confirmed today he won't be back with Front Row Motorsports in 2016. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
606, welcome in the Todd Brownell Camp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour, talking about Cedar Rapids native Landon Castle becoming a free agent for the 2018 race season. Landon informed today that he is out with Front Row Motorsports. And you can't make this up. The Dusty Baker stuff, it continues to, this guy is gold. According to Kelly Kroll and other people who are there in Chicago covering the Cubs-Nats series, which, by the way, was postponed today. Game 4 will now be played tomorrow at 3:08 in Chicago. Steven Strasburg is under the weather. Apparently, he's not the only Nationals player who's not feeling very well. And Dusty Baker has sussed out the reason why, according to multiple reporters.
Hold on. Is it something that the Cubs did?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
No, this isn't. Was it
Michael, Tony La Russa involved in this?
Was Michael Jordan the flu game in Utah? That was when the pizza delivery guy, right, supposedly contaminated the pizza?
Yes.
According to Dr. Dusty Baker, the air conditioning in the team's hotel, combined with the change of seasons and the mold in Chicago this time of year, has caused his team to be under the weather. So Dr. Dusty Baker has diagnosed that it's the air conditioning in the team hotel as well as the change of weather and whatever that means, the mold in Chicago.
Well, I understand the change of weather thing. You go from 90 to 50, that happens.
It's the mold.
But the mold and the air conditioning.
I hope he doesn't mean like the moss on trees or something. He's not that dumb.
Is the mold in Chicago bad this time of year?
I've never experienced the mold in Chicago. It's a little early for mold season. And people wonder, oh, man, you're giving him a bad break. He's a good manager. I said he's been doing this since 1993. It was his first year on the job with the San Francisco Giants, and it was a really interesting time for that franchise because at that time they were possibly moving to Tampa Bay. Tropicana Field was birthed into existence in the 90s because Tampa was trying to lure an existing franchise, either the Chicago White Sox or the San Francisco Giants, whoever they could get to move. And the White Sox were in the discussion, if ever so momentarily. But the Giants were rumored to be moving to Tropicana Field. Imagine that, the Tampa Bay Giants. Not the first time the Giants franchise would have moved. So the Giants get all in on the 93 season. And Dusty leads them to a 103-win season. But there's no wild card back in 1993. So you've got to win the division. And it comes down to the final day of the year. And they're battling the Atlanta Braves. Why are Atlanta and San Francisco in the same division? Because the Giants used to be in New York. So they are battling in the same division. I know it's very complicated. Dusty Baker decides on the final game of the season, a do-or-die game, to throw Solomon Torres. You remember Solomon Torres? You probably remember him as a relief pitcher the Milwaukee Brewers, a couple other ball clubs. Solomon Torres was a rookie that year. He had bombed in his last two starts of the season going into the final day of the year. And Dusty Baker, I think it was either Solomon Torres or it was a veteran. It was either Bill Swift or John Burkett. And he goes with Solomon Torres in the final game of the season. And they get completely obliterated by the Dodgers, 12-1. Atlanta winds up winning the division and goes on to the postseason. 1993 was the last year of two-division play. The next year, the wild card came into existence. So very few managers could find a way to screw up a 103-win season, but Dusty Baker took it down to the last day of the year. And why do I care? Why do I know so much? Because, stay with me on this one, in 1991, 2 years prior, I watched as an 11-year-old as Solomon Torres tore through the Midwest League with the Clinton Giants. And to this day, I don't think I've ever seen a better pitcher in my life than Solomon Torres, who was 19 years old at the time in the Midwest League. Just complete. He won the Triple Crown that year, the pitching Triple Crown, wins, ERA, and strikeouts. He was MVP and prospect of the year in the Midwest League. 2 years later, he's in San Francisco. He's starting the final game of the season. He's getting bombed by the Giants. Dusty Baker screwed him up mentally so bad that a couple years later, he quits baseball. He walked away from baseball to focus on his religion. He's a Jehovah's Witness. And then a couple years later, he decides he's going to come back to baseball, and he converts to being a relief pitcher and wound up being a fairly successful one and was pitching in the majors as recently as the middle 2000s. I actually saw him on opening day in 2000, and I think it was 2008 at Wrigley Field, Kosuke Fukudome's major league debut. Solomon Torres was pitching with the Brewers.
Was he the one that gave up the home run to Fukudome?
I believe he was. It was either him or Eric Gagne. And I want to say Gagne was with the Brewers at that point in time.
Throwing 85 miles an hour.
Not on the roids anymore either.
About half the size he used to be.
When people say, oh, Dusty gets a bad rap, no, he tends to make really bad decisions in really big moments. And he's been doing it since 1993. I said the East, by the way, was the NL West, and it was Atlanta that was out of place in the West, not the Giants, but it was because Atlanta had moved from Milwaukee. That's what Atlanta was doing in the West, and then they went their separate ways. I'm correcting myself before I even look at the Hertin and Stocker text line, but I know how knowledgeable, especially about baseball, our listeners are. I'm sure at least one person caught that mistake. But you're wondering, why are two teams on opposite coasts in the same division? That's why. Because baseball, in its infinite wisdom, when the Braves moved to Atlanta, never said, we should probably reconfigure this. 103 games, and they don't go to the postseason, and then next year, the wild card comes along. What a coincidence. 319-366-1600. That's the Hertin and Stocker text line. Feel free to use it. We'll communicate with you back and forth. It's what we do. Bears fans, how much of this game did you watch last night? Neither one of us are fans of the Bears or the Vikings.
I actually watched most of this game last night.
Was there a Memphis connection?
No,
why would you
actually
do that to yourself?
My friends, my old roommates,
okay,
are Bears. Two of them are Bears fans.
Okay.
And I invited them over to my new apartment.
Oh, it's a nice apartment.
And we watched the game, and I was hoping.
What am I going to get invited over?
The invite is always extended.
Yeah, I know. Door for me, I know.
But yeah, I sat down. I knew Mitchell Trubisky was going to be making the start, so I wanted. There was a little bit of intrigue heading into this game. And that's where the intrigue stopped once the game started. And this goes back to what we were talking about with the NFL. We'll get into the Bears in a second. I don't currently have a vested interest in any team in the NFL, and I find a lot of these games difficult to watch.
And it's not from any political stance from one way or the other. It's just these are hard to watch because the games are boring.
Correct.
Yeah. And that's, again, that point was driven home to me last night when I turned the game on. It was 10-9.
And someone brought up earlier the Cowboys and the Packers, and that was a good game. But we're seeing far too often these games on primetime slots, Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football. Some really, really poorly played games in the most important times for NFL television ratings, and I think that more than really anything is hurting the league right now.
Okay, so Trubisky doesn't look terrible last night, but he threw an interception at a really bad time in the game. Bears fans, well, if you want to give excuses, that's fine. If you want to say this is the guy and you know it, that's fine. I want to know what Bears fans think about Trubisky now that he's been on the field in a regular season game, and you're also seeing, and we talked yesterday about Deshaun Watson and what he's doing in Houston, did last night either reaffirm or shake you to the core of your beliefs about what Mitch Trubisky is for that team moving forward? Is he still the quarterback of the future, or are you having buyer's remorse after last? I know what people are going to say. They're going to say he didn't have anybody to throw the ball to, which is true.
Very true.
And look, the Vikings defense. I said last week that this was probably a bad call, that if you're going to make him start a game, maybe do it at home and maybe do it against a team that defensively is a little worse than the Vikings.
The Bears' touchdowns came last night came on a punter throwing a touchdown pass on a, off of a fake punt, obviously, and Mitchell Trubisky throwing what should have been an interception that got tipped up in the air and Zach Miller caught in the end zone. And thank goodness for Case Keenum if you're the Minnesota Vikings, because the Vikings were that close to losing off of those two plays. And I thought the Bears ran. The best part of that game was the two-point conversion play that the Bears ran. The double reverse option back to Mitchell Trubisky, who
that
ran
was
it in the end.
That was just insane. That was out there.
That was awesome. But I think early on in the first quarter, it was before I had even situated myself in my apartment in front of the television to watch this game, I go on Twitter and I see everybody, oh, what are you doing, John Fox? What's going on? What was that? Apparently, they mismanaged the clock in the first quarter, which is hard to do. Took a bad delay of game penalty after a timeout or something like that. That set the tone right away for what was going to zap any intrigue that I had in that game. But as far as Mitchell Trubisky goes, there's just nothing around him.
Thought you were done there.
No, Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen are nice building blocks, but the receiving core is terrible. The offensive line is beat up. He does, and I know that people accuse John Gruden of finding the silver lining in everything, which is exactly what he was doing last night. He does give them dimensions that Mike Glennon doesn't. And I think now it's a little bit too early to know if he's the quarterback of the future, but it's definitely too early to say that he's not.
He is a much, much higher upside guy than Glennon. I mean, you know what you've got in Glennon. And I think, look, this is the lost season for the Bears, so you play the young guy. I just thought maybe you could have done him a favor by giving him his debut situation in a slightly different setting than now. Granted, you know, it was at home. It's always better than starting a guy on the road, but against the Vikings in a rivalry game, and the Vikings defense isn't necessarily terrible. He's athletic. He's going to be able to make plays. The problem is, I don't care how athletic you are, if you don't have guys around you to make plays, then you're just an athletic quarterback running around the field. Deshaun Watson at least has DeAndre Hopkins and Will Fuller to go up and catch balls.
And two good running backs.
And two good running backs to fall back on, which I'm squatting on Foreman in a couple of fantasy leagues. And we'll, you know what? Later on, we will give you an update about the KGYM Listener Fantasy Football League. I know most people don't care about other people's fantasy football teams, but maybe you care about ours. Maybe you have a vested interest. I don't know. You weren't there at the draft with us, but it's a good team. As a matter of fact, not to humble brag here, but it's looking like we're in first place.
Thank you, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt is... I won another matchup this week. Honest to God, I won another matchup. This is always the best. Based solely on the kicker and the special teams defense. I had Steven Gostkowski and the Jacksonville defense combine for about 45 of my 96 points this week in another league. The rest of the lineup, garbage.
Who says kickers and defense don't matter? Well, we have several times, but...
Which is true. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com is going to be with us tomorrow, by the way. to answer all of your fantasy football questions, feel free to get them to us early. You can actually email them to us, either Todd or Alex at kgymradio.com, or you can text them to us using the Hertine and Starker text line, which is 319-366-1600. We have people predicting on the text line great things for Mitch Trubisky, including Shampoo, who says Trubisky's performance is exactly what Bears fans wanted. He looked passable, and they lost, so it won't hurt their draft status. Okay, Mitch, go out there and be as successful as you can be without hurting the draft status.
They should have told that to Pablo Sandoval of the Giants, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, I agree. I think that Trubisky has given the fans at least a little bit of hope that the Bears have something that'll at least make the fans excited. But I think that they found out really quickly something that they already knew. Trying to bring in all of these flash-in-the-pan type receivers like Kendall Wright and like Marcus Wheaton, they don't have really anything at the wide receiver position to build on. And the draft bust of Kevin White looks so big right now that that's what really is holding them back. They have a middle-of-the-pack defense to the Bears. They have a solid offensive line. It's beat up a little bit, but it's okay. It's passable, like was used on the phrase that was used on the text line. And they have a young, promising rookie quarterback and a couple of decent running backs. The next thing they need is an impact wide receiver. And I know a lot of people thought that Cameron Meredith, his injury was just going to be, we lost him for the year. But losing him and Kevin White and the ineffectiveness of Kevin White, this team, this is a lost season.
And the thing about it is, if it's a lost season, you got to look around the NFL and see how many teams are in worse position than you are. And there's a couple of them. So now it becomes, okay, you guys are sort of encroaching on our territory here. Like, we're trying to be bad on purpose. My biggest issue with the Trubisky side, if I were a Bears fan, would be why in the world, and I know contracts in the NFL aren't guaranteed, but why in the world did you sign Mike Glennon if you knew at the back of your... It's not like the Bears were going into the draft with the 22nd pick and entertaining the idea of trading up to get a quarterback is something they would have had to expend a ton of thought on. They had the number 3 pick. They still chose to sign Mike Glennon and then make the trade to go up one spot to number 2 to draft Trubisky. It just, that to me signals that at Halas Hall there was no plan on how to go for it. I mean, if it was going to be a lost year, that's fine. But how about making it a lost year where you're not throwing away some money on Mike Glennon? And I'm not going to punish John Fox for pulling the plug on Mike Glennon, because I think, look, it was very clear that it wasn't working. But the decisions going into the season as far as signing Glennon and then trading up to draft Trubisky and then making Glennon the starter when you knew you were basically just setting him up to fail, that's where I look at that and go, same old Bears. Same old Bears. And they lose last night by leaving a little too much time left on the clock. And Minnesota is able to get into field goal range. And 20-17, your final score. 6:25, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick timeout. Kyle's going to reset everything for you with a big board update. And then Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to be along tonight. We're going to talk a little auto racing with Jeremiah. Yes, you heard me right. This is not me trolling you. If you're a NASCAR fan, and in particular a fan of the number 38 car, Landon Castle, I'm going to be talking to Jeremiah about the Cedar Rapids Natives' future on the race circuit. Back with more of the Todd Brolenkamp Show after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
There was a time when you knew the name of the grocer, the banker, and the tailor. Simpler days when a rotary telephone was the most advanced communication device anyone had. That's the world Hertin and Stocker Jewelers opened its doors to back in the 1940s. A bustling downtown with friends stopping in to browse, buy, or just say hello. And no matter how busy a shop might be, you were always warmly greeted and well taken care of. Willa Dickens began working with customers in those distant days, and he raised his boys Terry and Tim to understand that it was the way you made people feel that genuinely made a difference. You'll sense it when you step into Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Even though you'll be surrounded by today's most beautiful jewelry, you'll recognize the lost art of service that has been carefully maintained. Come see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Conventional wisdom may tell you that a local community bank doesn't have the resources to keep up with the big banks. That's not true at Midwest One Bank. From mobile banking to text alerts to pop money person-to-person payments, Midwest One can meet your needs. Enjoy the convenience of opening your account online at MidwestOne.com and the peace of mind knowing you can speak with a banker at a local Midwest One Bank whenever you need them. It's high tech and high touch at Midwest One, where you're the one. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Look, this is absolutely insane. Before we throw it over to Kyle for our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update, Chelsea Janes in the Washington Post, we had her on the program last week to preview the Cubs in the National Series. She's reporting that the reason that Steven Strasburg isn't pitching tomorrow in Game 4 is because Dusty Baker had him throw a bullpen session today in advance of possibly having to pitch tomorrow.
So he's worn out? Well, he's not under the weather?
If you throw a full bullpen, you can't come back on 24 hours rest. If you think the game is going to get rained, if you think there's a chance that the game is going to get rained out, you don't have Strasburg throw that bullpen today. He threw a bullpen session today and therefore is unavailable tomorrow. That is, if the Nationals lose this series, you have to fire Dusty Baker. The forecast, and look, it's not just like, well, you know, things happen, it rained. You have to look at the forecast and go, you know what, there's a good chance this game gets rained out.
So he was throwing a bullpen session today in anticipation of throwing game 5 if it went on as scheduled in a couple of days.
Yes, I'm sorry if I wasn't, I did not present the information clearly enough, something I am guilty of a lot on this program. He threw a bullpen session in advance of the series going 5 games.
So Chelsea Janes is basically saying that the under the weather thing is not factually correct.
Well, Dusty said it's his words.
It's what he said,
but if the Nationals lose the series, you have to fire him. I just bring in somebody new. Hell, bring Matt Williams back. He would do something that dumb.
I can manage that. No, I don't think I
could. Yeah, neither one of us could manage the team. I don't think any of the three of us could manage him. But Jeremiah Davis joining us in just a few minutes. Right now, Kyle Mann with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, wait for it, where you're the one.
University of Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta will be taking an extended medical leave from his duties to undergo treatment for prostate cancer, the university announced today. Barta's been with the school since 2006 and has a contract through 2021. And for now, Deputy Director of Athletics Barbara Burke will assume the leadership role in his stead. Accolades continue to roll in for the Iowa State football program after their improbable upset over number 3 Oklahoma last Saturday. And today it's well-deserved recognition for head coach Matt Campbell. He's been named the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. The Cyclones haven't had more than 3 wins since 2012, but Campbell has his team off to a 3-2 start already and coming off maybe the biggest win in program history. The Gazette and KJOM's high school football rankings were updated for the week, and West Des Moines Dowling continues to hold down the top spot in Class 4A with Iowa City West 2nd, Cedar Falls 7th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Cedar Rapids Xavier's the top-ranked team in Class 3A with Solon sitting at 3rd, and in Class 2A, Mount Vernon is 2nd, and Williamsburg falls from 1st to 8th. And in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is 3rd. This was pretty obvious from about noon on today, but the Cubs and Nationals aren't going to be able to play baseball today in Chicago. Game 4 has been postponed and will instead be played at 3:08 tomorrow afternoon. Likely starters will be Jake Arrieta for the Cubs and Tanner Roark for the Nationals. That game is going to be on our FM frequencies.
All right, so there you go. Gym class tomorrow, and this program, at least a portion of it, on 1600 AM only. Dusty Baker. Oh, my goodness. What are you doing? You better hope that Tanner Roark comes to play tomorrow. Jeremiah Davis joins us in just a few minutes from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We're going to talk, wait for it, auto racing. Back with more after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
This is happening. This is a thing, right? Welcome back in. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Deep breath. Exhale. It's almost over. You're going to get to 7 o'clock, and you're going to be able to walk out of the building. I remind myself that every day. Some days, more than other, it takes a great deal of restraint to do this program. And all I can do is just bring on Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette to talk about one of my favorite subjects, auto racing. And I dropped the G. Did I do that correctly, dropping the G on the end of auto racing?
Yeah, well done.
I'm trying to have fun with it. I'm trying to lighten the mood because everybody in this building is so serious all the time. I want to talk about Landon Castle. Found out earlier today that Landon is going to be a free agent next year, and I think this is a big deal. It's a Cedar Rapids kid who's running with the best in NASCAR, and now he's out there in limbo. So I know you were supposed to talk to him for a story for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. So what do you know right now?
Well, I got the phone with him about an hour ago. I'm working on the story now. It's been a weird day, I think, for him. He's actually at a test today in Martinsville, which, you know, it's kind of like you get fired and then you still have to go to work with those same people the next day. And so it's more than a touch awkward, I think, to have to do that. And, you know, getting text messages from a lot of different people, and the way he put it was, he was like, I don't think anybody likes to be pitied, you know, but it felt good to have people reach out and offer, you know, kind words and well wishes and things like that, because he's very well respected in the garage area. He has a very good reputation in the garage area. It just, unfortunately for him, Front Row Motorsports decided to go a different route.
Any idea why Front Row Motorsports decided to make this move now?
Well, it's that time of year where a lot of different drivers and teams are getting their situations for next year finalized. You know, it was about a month ago that Casey Kane found out that he wasn't being renewed at Hendrick Motorsports, and so on and so forth, and the dominoes were starting to fall. You know, you hear rumors. I mean, I was hearing rumors about 2018 when I was down at Daytona in February covering the Daytona 500. This stuff it's an ever evolving thing. So I think Front Row, I think we might see some significant changes at Front Row for next year. I don't have anything confirmed or anything set in stone, but from the way it sounded today, whatever driver they choose to replace Landon, my inkling would be that they're going to make some type of significant change, whether it's in the way they operate or maybe a manufacturer change, maybe something like that, because you know, Landon was somebody that they sought out. They tried to hire him twice before, you know, when he joined on with them going into the 2016 season. So I don't think it was anything they disliked necessarily about Landon, or at least that wouldn't make sense to me. But I'm also not in their meetings, so I think that's sort of that would be my guess at this point, that they decided to make a change. And you know, maybe they'll bring in somebody with money. That's a growing thing in NASCAR now, that if you have a large sponsor or financial backer, you get the ride.
We're talking auto racing and the status of Landon Castle moving forward with Jeremiah Davis of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. I am a neophyte when it comes to NASCAR, so I need you to explain to me and probably some people who are listening to the program, but what is this process like now for him? What is the timeline on finding a new team?
Well, so he's still with Front Row Motorsports through the end of the season, so he's got six more races, and that'll take him through Homestead, and essentially he becomes unemployed January 1st. His contract runs through the end of this, you know, calendar year, but he'll start right now trying to find employment for next year. That was one of the things I asked him today. It's, you know, is this still worth it? Is chasing a career like this where, you know, it's so anxiety ridden and so results based, and you can be a capable driver and not be in the best equipment, and you have to be judged, you know, with qualifications, and it's a hard living to make. And the answer is yes, he still wants to chase the, you know, this career that he's worked so hard for, and he's started 253 career races, which makes him a veteran. I mean, he's been around a long time, even though he's only 28 years old. He's been in Charlotte since he was 18. So the car owners know him. They know he's not a rent-a-ride. And so he has to find a situation now that a team is going to be willing to pay him to drive and not expect him to bring millions and millions of dollars like other drivers. That's far easier said than done in 2017 and 2018. And there's lots of drivers who are very capable across the country who don't have a ride. Because of that reason, what he has going for him is that he's established enough, and the guys in the garage know him and know he takes care of his equipment. So, you know, I would be very surprised if he's not in a Cup car next year.
So, can you put this in perspective for me here? Because we talk about Kurt Warner all the time, going from Cedar Rapids and now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and we talk about Zach Johnson on this station in inordinate amount of time, and a tremendous PGA professional, and to win two majors and be from Cedar Rapids, that's amazing. Put it in perspective for me, Landon Castle, a kid from Cedar Rapids, driving on the NASCAR circuit? Is it in the same discussion?
For sure. It's the he's reached the pinnacle of his sport, just like Zach and Kurt did. The difference is he hasn't won like they have. But if you know if he was to go out and win the Daytona 500, that would be just as prestigious in terms of his, you know, his line of work as Zach winning the Masters or, you know, Kurt Warner winning the Super Bowl. You know, as you guys know, I mean, at least anybody who knows of NASCAR knows that the Daytona 500 is the Super Bowl of their sport. So that would be just, it would be all along the same lines. The difference is Kurt Warner and Zach Johnson can prove their worth with their physical gifts, right? You know, if proof is in the pudding if you're a good quarterback. The proof is in the pudding if you're a good golfer. A good race car driver has to depend on his car, no matter how good he is. In which, and Landon Castle's won races in across the country in late models when he was a teenager, you know, beating guys who, with far more experience than he had. So he's a capable, very talented race car driver. It just requires the equipment that, you know, to win races. You could be the best driver in the sport and not be in the best equipment, you're not going to win. So that's the biggest difference.
Year to year, how much turnover is there among drivers and teams?
Not a ton. I mean, there's always, they call it silly season, where drivers switch rides or, you know, or left, leave their teams and stuff like that. It's more, we've seen more of it recently. You know, probably between 2010 and 2014 or 15, we didn't see a whole lot of change because, at least at the top level, the major rides, because those guys were all really well established and very talented and consistently successful. Lower teams like Landon's team, you know, usually one of their cars changes every single year. You know, Front Row Motorsports has had a different driver in at least one of their cars, I think, for four or five straight years, you know, dating back to at least 2014. So it's fairly common for the smaller teams who are fighting, you know, for ground, and fairly rare among top teams. So, you know, if you think about it like, you know, NFL or NBA, you know, the teams with the lower turnover are the more successful teams, right? Because they have better control of their rosters and stuff like that. So it's kind of like that in NASCAR, where the top teams have almost consistently had the same driver every year.
Jeremiah Davis from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, we won't take up any more of your time. I'm really looking forward to reading the Landon Castle piece that you're working on, which will be available, assuming in print, as well as at thegazette.com. Thanks, Jeremiah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. A little auto racing talk. And look,
not even 90 seconds, 9 minutes of it. It is.
It was under
story.
10.
Under
it was
10
under
minutes.
10. Okay, good. I promised, Jeremiah. I said, I know you're busy. Can you please carve out under 10 minutes for us tonight?
So and
I
you kept, stuck to that.
I was able to keep my word, which is, to me, sooner or later, it's going to be the only thing that I have. All of my possessions will no longer be mine, and I'll just be living under a bridge somewhere, and all I'll have will be my word.
It's a powerful thing to have,
though.
It
could be a bridge under a casino, though, if everything goes. I mean, I don't know, depending on how things play out here in Cedar Rapids. Look, we haven't really said boo about that here on the station today. I think it's a big story, and you got to keep. And that's why. Look, I ask questions on the show all the time that I know the answer to, but it's because somebody driving in their car, sitting at their desk, or wherever they're listening to us, they may have that question and they don't have the ability to answer it. And I know that's a big deal. A kid from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, to work his way up. And I know I'm not a NASCAR fan, but I appreciate how much work and effort goes into working your way up through. It's no different than a baseball player. You got to work your way up through the minor league circuit and get noticed and make connections with the right people. And I've got my fingers crossed for him. Hopefully he's able to find employment with another team. He is great on social media too. And that's really where NASCAR, I think, you know, the boom was that sport embraced its fans and made the drivers accessible. And you go to a race, you know, you can practically walk among them depending on what race you're going to. And a lot of the guys will interact with you on Twitter. And I know Landon's extremely popular on social media. And as Jeremiah said, it just boils down to the fact that he hasn't won anything yet. But how awkward is this? You got to go, you got to run six more races with the team that tells you you're not good enough for them.
This isn't like college football where you get fired in the middle of the season. They find an interim coach or
Driver. Yeah, Gary Anderson's not out. You're not popping another driver in there from the pit crew or something. You got to go finish what you started. I think it'd be a great story if he won somehow. Somehow he wins one of these final races. But we'll see. Good. I don't know him personally. I'd like to. Good kid, I'm sure. I have yet to hear anybody say a negative word about him. And so, you know, big story today. I wanted to talk a little bit about it with Jeremiah. And he was kind enough to join us tonight, and we kept it under 10 minutes. And what he doesn't know is we're going to take that 10 minutes away from him his next couple 90 seconds of NAS. So his next, man on the math here, his next six appearances with us when he's talking Hawkeyes will be... Nah, I'm kidding.
Will be 90 seconds of NASCAR lists?
Yeah, there you go. I didn't put that stipulation on the appearance up front, so I can't possibly do anything about it on the back end. 6:47, we'll step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, I will put the finishing touches on tonight's program and let you know what's in store tomorrow, Wednesday, where, lo and behold, we'll have a baseball game to discuss in Chicago. There's going to be one with the Yankees and the Indians, too, but I think a lot more people here care about the one that's going to be replayed or rescheduled for tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Back with more after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free one-year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY. Simplify.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Winter is on its way. Is your grass cut out for it? Fall is the best time to seed your lawn, and right now, the Home Depot has 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed bags, 15 pounds or larger. Only Turf Builder has WaterSmart Plus coating technology, along with nutrients to jumpstart new growth and protect against diseases. Get healthy grass guaranteed. For a healthy lawn, it's time to sow the seeds of success with 20% off Scott's Turf Builder grass seed, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 11th.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My Lists that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
How will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. go online, and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Welcome back to As the Dusty Turns. I'm your host, Todd Brownlecamp, and we have more developing storylines out of Chicago than I could possibly pin down at the moment. But the Washington Nationals are in full spin mode because they now say Dusty Baker misspoke and that Strasburg threw the bullpen session yesterday, not today. He's still unavailable for Game 4 tomorrow, but it's because he's feeling a little under the weather and not at 100%. He is the only pitcher who is off limits tomorrow to Dusty Baker. Other than that, Max Scherzer, Gio Gonzalez, everybody available out of the bullpen should Tanner Roark run into any trouble. So this is now, help me keep track here, is this the third or fourth story that we've got from the Nationals? This is the third.
The third story.
They are in spin mode here.
And it's somewhere between what he says and what Chelsea Jane says.
Well, look. This is just, it's Dusty, man. He says things and...
There's these amazing things called weather forecasts. And you can see them a couple days in advance these days. And I know that sometimes they're not always accurate, but they give you a pretty good idea that, yeah, it's going to be raining. We might need Steven Strasburg the next day. Hold him back.
You know what this tells me, though, yesterday? That they weren't confident in themselves. That they were planning on the series going back to Washington all along.
It's true.
And if I'm on that team, what sort of message does that send? So I feel like I bagged on Dusty Baker for the last hour and a half here, but it was either that or talk about Mike Ditka. And we all know how well that went the first hour of the program today. 319-366-1600. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Athletic Director Gary Barta will be taking an extended medical leave from his duties to undergo treatment for prostate cancer, the university announced today. Barta's been with the school since 2006 and has a contract through 2021. And for now, Deputy Director of Athletics Barbara Burke will assume the leadership role in his stead. Accolades continue to roll in for the Iowa State football program after their improbable upset over number 3 Oklahoma last Saturday. And today it's well-deserved recognition for head coach Matt Campbell. He's been named the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. The Cyclones hadn't had more than 3 wins since 2012, but Campbell has his team off to a 3-2 start already and coming off maybe the biggest win in program history. The Gazette and KGYM's high school football rankings were updated for the week, and West Des Moines Dowling continues to hold down the top spot in Class 4A with Iowa City West 2nd, Cedar Falls 7th, and Cedar Rapids Prairie 9th. Cedar Rapids Xavier is the top-ranked team in Class 3A with Solon sitting at 3rd, and in Class 2A, Mount Vernon is 2nd. Williamsburg falls from 1st to 8th, and in Class 1A, Iowa City Regina is 3rd. This was obvious from about noon on today, but the Cubs and Nationals aren't playing baseball in Chicago today. Game 4 got postponed and will instead be played at 3:08 tomorrow afternoon. Likely starters are Jake Arrieta for the Cubs and Tanner Roark for the Nationals. That will be on our FM frequencies, 106.3 FM the South Gym and 107.5 FM the North Gym.
So Strasburg will start Game 5 for the Nationals if the series heads back to Washington, D.C. It's up to the Cubs to make sure that that doesn't happen tomorrow. And as Kyle just said, we'll have the game for you. No gym class or the Todd Brownlecamp show on the FMs tomorrow, weather permitting, in Chicago. So 1600 AM is where you're going to have to go to find local programming. You can also stream us online, kgymradio.com. Download the KGYM app, which is free for iTunes and Google Play users. Then you have us on your phone wherever you go. KGYM poll question today, kgymradio.com. When is the last time that you saw your doctor? A poll question inspired by the news today that Gary Barta has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And again, I echo the sentiments that we shared at the beginning of the program today. Gary Barta is a good man, and we wish him a speedy and quick recovery. Our thoughts are with his wife and the rest of his family, and hopefully that this is just a little bump in the road for him. Coming up on the program tomorrow, well, it's Wednesday. It's fantasy football season. Tristan Cockcroft will join us from ESPN.com. Waiver wire set to run tonight in your fantasy football league, so do a little bit of your own homework. Tristan's probably not going to be able to help you there, but he can help set your lineup now that we're dealing with bye weeks and all of that good stuff. And yes, Alex, 4-1, the Talk Sports team with 3 exclamation points behind it.
I'm glad that we're doing so well. We'll also chat. Did you mention
it's early?
We'll chat with Gary Rima tomorrow as well.
That's all right. It's a Wednesday, a little Rima time, and I know he's a big Cub fan too, so he's going to be hoping that Chicago closes things. I'm going to have to go home, and I wasn't anticipating dressing for a Cubs game tomorrow. Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker available to the media in Iowa City as well, so we've got that to look forward to. We'll hear from the coordinators for the first time since Media Day and the last time until a possible bowl game for the Hawkeyes. So plenty of reasons for you to join us right here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up tomorrow. Right now, we send you to ESPN programming tonight. Local programming picks up again tomorrow on 1600 AM with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. They're the Gym Class, and we're out the door.
There was a time when you knew the name of the